Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Mark y estoy aquí para ayudaros con vuestro español. I'm here to help you with your Spanish, and today we're in lesson 50. Now, because this marks the end of this group of 10 lessons, we've got a little quiz for you. We're going to be testing your understanding of adjectives with a little personality quiz. See if you can work out who we're talking about when we describe people using adjectives to describe their physical appearance and indeed what their character is like too. So I hope you enjoy this lesson.
Okay, so I said that we're going to be putting what we've learned recently to the test in this lesson. And the way in which we're going to do this is by playing a little game. I'm going to be describing various people, and you've got to try to guess who these people are. Now, before we get started, I'm going to go through some vocabulary, some extra vocabulary that you probably won't yet know, but that you will need for this lesson. To begin with, I'm going to give you a new verb, and this verb is llevar. Llevar. Now, you should already be thinking, I know how to spell that, because the first sound, llevar, the first sound is double L, double L-E-V-A-R, llevar. Llevar can mean a few things. First of all, it can mean to carry. Llevar. To carry, but it can also mean to wear. So you could say, Mark lleva una camiseta. Camiseta is the word for a t-shirt. Mark lleva una camiseta de Coffee Break Spanish. So Mark is wearing a Coffee Break Spanish t-shirt. Llevar. Okay, so you'll also hear the word un jersey. Un jersey, it looks like jersey, and is the word for a sweater. When we're using the word llevar, you may also hear the word ropa. Ropa. Ropa means an item of clothing. Ropa. La ropa, clothes. And something else that you'll come across is gafas. Gafas. Las gafas. Las gafas are glasses. What do you think las gafas de sol would be? They are sunglasses. Las gafas, or las gafas de sol in some cases. Now, when we're talking about clothes, and also when we're talking about hair, you'll hear some colours. And we've done a few colours over the course of the lessons. We've not really had a lesson about colours. That's coming up in the next unit. But we've had things like rojo. Rojo. Meaning red. We've also had, when we talked about hair, negro. Negro. Meaning black. Blanco, blanco, meaning white. And something else you'll hear today is gris, gris. This means grey. So, can you remember how to say he has, for example, black hair? In Spanish, you turn it round and say, he has the hair black. Tiene el pelo negro. tiene el pelo negro, and so on. Now, another word that we are going to come across in this week's lesson is the word, or the phrase, se comporta. And that comes from the verb comportarse. Now, because it finishes with arse, you know that it's reflexive. You've heard levantarse, despertarse, and so on. Levantarse means to get up, despertarse means to wake up, and comportarse literally means to carry yourself in a particular manner. It actually means to behave. Comportarse, to behave. So if you hear that someone se comporta bien, it means that they behave themselves. A word that we'll also come across today is the word famoso. Famoso. Famoso means famous. And another word that is used very similarly to famoso is conocido. Conocido. Conocido literally means well known. Conocido. And both famoso and conocido have feminine forms, famosa and conocida. And obviously in Latin America, conocido becomes conocido. A few more words. We might be talking about people who take up particular roles. And the word for a role is un papel. Un papel. Now, literally, papel means paper. And it's the idea that if an actor takes up a role, they're given a paper, the script, and they have to carry out that role. They have to take up that paper. Okay, so they learn the script, the words that the character will say, and that's the papel. Now, to help you guess who some of these people are, I'm going to be telling you when they were born. Nació. Nació. Or in Latin America, nació. And sometimes when they died. Murió. Murió. So, nació means he was born or she was born. For example, I might say, nació en 1945. Nació en 1945. I surprised you with that one. Hopefully you were able to work out that that was he was born, or she was born, in fact, in 1945. 1945. Or I might say something like, murió en 2003. Murió en 2003. He died, or she died, in 2003. Okay, so I think it's now about time to get on with the quiz. I'm going to read out a passage about six different people. First of all, I'll read it at a fairly normal speed to see what you can get from the first listening. And then I'll read it more slowly. And by that time, hopefully, you'll have identified the person. And just one other thing, if you're using the enhanced version of the podcast, you'll have some picture clues too. Let's play ¿Cómo se llama? Okay, so here is person number one. Persona número uno. Este hombre es inglés. Nació en Londres en 1975. Es futbolista y, cuando tenía 18 años, empezó a jugar por Manchester United. También ha jugado por Real Madrid y LA Galaxy. Su esposa también es muy famosa. Tienen tres hijos, Brooklyn, Romeo y Cruz. ¿Cómo se llama? Okay, I'll repeat this again slowly. Este hombre es inglés. Nació en Londres en 1975. Es futbolista. Y cuando tenía 18 años, empezó a jugar por Manchester United. También ha jugado por Real Madrid y LA Galaxy. Su esposa también es muy famosa. Es cantante. Tienen 3 hijos: Brooklyn, Romeo y Cruz. ¿Cómo se llama? So let's think about your clues there. Es inglés, he's English. Nació en Londres, he was born in London, en 1975. 1975. 1975. Es futbolista. He's a footballer, or he plays soccer. Y cuando tenía 18 años, when he was 18, empezó a jugar por Manchester United. So he began playing for Manchester United. También ha jugado por Real Madrid y LA Galaxy. So he's also played for Real Madrid and LA Galaxy. Su esposa también. Who's his esposa? It's his wife. And she also es muy famosa. She's very famous too. Es cantante. She's a singer. I then said, tienen 3 hijos. They have 3 children. Brooklyn, Romeo, and Cruz. So what's his name? Well, hopefully you've been able to work out that se llama David Beckham. Okay, let's move on to persona número 2. Este hombre es de Sudáfrica. Es bastante viejo, tiene 89 años. No es muy alto, es bastante bajo. Tiene el pelo gris. Es un hombre muy famoso y en 1993 ganó el Premio Nobel de la Paz. ¿Cómo se llama?
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break Spanish experience, then you can sign up for the full premium version of our course, and that includes video versions of our lessons, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device while you listen. There's also a set of lesson notes for every lesson with vocabulary and additional examples, and bonus audio. All of our premium courses are available at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Okay, so this time, let's hear it a little more slowly. Este hombre es de Sudáfrica. Es bastante viejo. Tiene 89 años. No es muy alto, es bastante bajo. Tiene el pelo gris. Es un hombre muy famoso Y en 1993 ganó el Premio Nobel de la Paz. ¿Cómo se llama? Let's think through our clues again. So, this time, este hombre es de Sudáfrica. Now, that's possibly not a country you've come across before. África, obviously Africa, and Sudáfrica, South Africa. Es bastante viejo, he's quite old. And what age is he? Tiene 89 años. He is 83 years old. No es muy alto, he's not very tall. Es bastante bajo, he's quite small. Tiene el pelo gris. He's got grey hair. Es un hombre muy famoso, he's a very famous man, y en 1993, and something happened in 1993, ganó el Premio Nobel de la Paz. So, la paz is peace, and el premio is a prize, or the prize. So, el Premio Nobel de la Paz is the Nobel Peace Prize. So, who is this man from South Africa who's 89 years old, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993? It's, of course, Nelson Mandela. Okay, moving on, number three. Esta persona es una mujer muy conocida, muy famosa. Es inglesa y bastante vieja. Tiene 81 años, tiene una hija que se llama Anne y tiene tres hijos, Charles, Andrew y Edward. Esta mujer viaja mucho y vive en una casa muy grande en Londres, o sea, un palacio. Okay, this time a little slower. Esta persona es una mujer muy conocida, muy famosa. Es inglesa y bastante vieja. Tiene 81 años. Tiene una hija que se llama Anne. Y tiene tres hijos. Charles, Andrew y Edward. Esta mujer viaja mucho y vive en una casa muy grande en Londres, o sea, un palacio. So, have you worked out who this is? Let's think about the clues. Es muy famosa. She's very famous. Es inglesa. She's English. Y bastante vieja. And she's quite old. Tiene 81 años. She is 81 years old. Now, then I told you a little bit about her family. Tiene una hija que se llama Anne. She has a daughter called Anne. Tiene tres hijos. She's got three sons. Charles, Andrew and Edward. Esta mujer viaja mucho. Viaja comes from the verb viajar, which means to travel. Viaja mucho, she travels a lot. Y vive en una casa muy grande en Londres. And she lives in a very big house in London. O sea, un palacio. Or you could say a palace. Does that give you any clues? We are talking about Queen Elizabeth II, la reina. Okay, moving on. Number four, número cuatro. Este es un hombre y es americano y tiene 52 años. Es bastante alto y tiene el pelo negro. Bueno, ya un poco gris. Lleva gafas y siempre, siempre lleva un jersey negro. Trabaja para una compañía muy grande de ordenadores. En español, esta compañía se llama Manzana. ¿Cómo se llama? Okay, this is perhaps a little more difficult. Let's have it a little slower. Este es un hombre americano y tiene 52 años. Es bastante alto y tiene el pelo negro. Bueno, ya un poco gris. Lleva gafas y siempre lleva un jersey negro. Trabaja para una compañía muy grande de ordenadores. En español se llama Manzana. ¿Cómo se llama? So, este es un hombre americano. This is an American man. What did you see? 52 años. He's 52 years old. Es bastante alto y tiene el pelo negro. Bueno, ya un poco gris. He's quite tall and he has black hair. Well, already un poco gris. It's a little gray. Lleva gafas. Remember earlier we learned lleva, llevar. Lleva gafas. He wears glasses. Y siempre lleva un jersey negro. And this is a real clue. He always wears a black sweater. Trabaja para una compañía muy grande de ordenadores. So he works for a very big company of ordenadores, computers. And in Spanish, en español, se llama manzana. And in Spanish, this would be called manzana. Do you know what the word manzana means? It means apple. So this man works for Apple, always wears black sweaters. It's Steve Jobs. Okay, so here is person number 5. Persona número 5. Esta persona es una mujer muy conocida. Es americana y bastante joven. Nació en 1981 y ha sido modelo, actriz y cantante. Su abuelo y su bisabuelo trabajan en un hotel bastante famoso. Es rubia, es guapa y, a veces, no se comporta muy bien. Okay, let's have that a little slower. Esta persona es una mujer muy conocida. Es americana y bastante joven. Nació en 1981 y ha sido modelo, actriz y cantante. Su abuelo y su bisabuelo trabajan en un hotel bastante famoso. Es rubia, es guapa y a veces no se comporta muy bien. Okay, so let's think about the clues. Es una mujer muy conocida. She's a very well-known lady. Es americana y bastante joven. She's American and quite young. Nació en 1981. She was born in 1981. Y ha sido modelo, actriz y cantante. So she has been, ha sido modelo, she's been a model, actriz, an actress y cantante, and a singer. Su abuelo y su bisabuelo trabajan en un hotel bastante famoso. So this is possibly your biggest clue here. Su abuelo is her grandfather y su bisabuelo, her great-grandfather, trabajan. This is possibly not quite true. They work, but they're related to un hotel bastante famoso. So they've got something to do with un hotel bastante famoso. Quite a famous hotel. I suppose you could say a famous hotel chain. Okay, let's think about physically. This lady is rubia, guapa. So she's blonde, pretty. Y a veces, and sometimes, no se comporta muy bien. Do you remember what that means? She doesn't behave very well. So who are we talking about here? a young blonde American who doesn't behave very well and is related in some way to a hotel chain, could only be Paris Hilton. Okay, one final question. Este hombre tiene el pelo blanco y lleva barba, también blanca. Siempre lleva ropa roja y cada año, en diciembre, visita a los niños para darles regalos de Navidad. Okay, listen again, perhaps a little slower this time. Este hombre tiene el pelo blanco y lleva barba, también blanca. Siempre lleva ropa roja y cada año, en diciembre, visita a los niños para darles regalos de Navidad. So who are we talking about here? Well, este hombre tiene el pelo blanco, so he has white hair. Y lleva barba. And he also carries or wears a beard, una barba. También blanca, so his barba is also blanca. A white beard, white hair, white beard. Siempre lleva ropa roja. So what color of clothes does he always wear? He always wears red clothes. Y cada año, each year, en diciembre, in December, visita a los niños. So he visits children para darles, to give them, regalos de Navidad. Christmas presents. So who is this white-haired, white-bearded man always dressed in red? Well, there could only be one answer at this time of year. It's Father Christmas, Santa Claus. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.